I want to share with you this night what it's been about three or four nights, I guess it was, when the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night. And you know, you just wake up. And I started hearing words, so I keep my phone next to me so I can just dictate. And it doesn't happen that often. Most of the time, my things come during the day. Dreams and visions, I get those at night. But this, God wanted us to hear. And it's about the deity, the divine nature of God. And so when he woke me up, I just kind of lay there for a minute. And then when I started hearing these words, I knew Holy Spirit was speaking, and I knew it was for today. It's not hard work when he just gives you every bit and you fall right back to sleep. It's not hard. Anyway, what the Lord was saying, he said, maybe there's just one who needs to hear about the deity of God, the divine nature of God. And you know, we know who, we think we know who God is. We hear who God is. But there's a part of God that we truly don't know. And I believe God is bringing us into that realm. I mean, we saw just a little glimpse of it Sunday as we all laid and just soaked in the presence and the glory of God and what he poured down. And we don't know what he did with us. We don't know what he imparted in us, but we know that he did. We know that he did. And the Lord says, maybe there's just one that needs to know the reverence of God. And we know that the reverence of God, when you think about that, and you think about how churches have been, not all, but how we've seen it happen, hyped up, but then there's that reverence of the Almighty God, that stillness, that part where you reverence him and you feel that love of him just pouring down upon you. And God wants that to come back. Yes, God's a fun God, and he's all about praising him and dancing and all of that, and he enjoys that so much. But we cannot forget who he is. We cannot forget to reverence God in the way that he so deserves. And so when he was saying that, it's like, you know, maybe there's just one, or maybe we are the one individually that need to come back into that place of reverencing him and worshiping him. And then the Lord said, maybe there's just one who needs to touch the hem of his garment with the faith of the woman with the issue of blood. Can you imagine that woman? Can you imagine how she felt? If I can just get there. She had that faith in her. And how did she get that? She heard about him. She saw him. And she was like, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can be one that can just creep up there and just get there. And she pushed through and she made it. And she was healed instantly like that. Everything she spent, all her money was gone. But then Jesus came. Woman, thy faith has made them whole, made you whole. And so, you know, the Lord was saying, maybe there's just one that needs a building up and needs to come to know God, not just as their creator, but as their Father who is the miracle working God. We don't even know him yet. We don't even know him yet. We love him, but we have no idea of what God has in store and what he's going to bring about for his children in this great move that is coming. And I think, you know, walking in the Spirit, you feel it. You feel that excitement. And when I come in here, I expect to receive. I expect things to happen. And it's because of the dedication put forth to the Father and the reverence and loving him and going forward, even though at times you feel like sitting down and you know you can't, because if you sit, you're done. You know that you have to always go forward. And I see, you know, coming in here with this congregation, everyone is pushing forward. Everyone wants, what's next, Lord? You know, we have that in our hearts. What is next? So you come in here expecting, and whether it's the message or God has given you a word, a prophecy, whatever it is, you have that expectation that God has something for you. I think I've got this thing. So, you know, he's the God who keeps his word and he never backs down from it. We know that God is always with his word. He will never back down and say, I think I've changed my mind on this one. But no, it's always going to be God always goes forward. He's a forward God. He's not backwards. He's never going to go backwards. And maybe there's one that needs their faith built up that they would be able to receive the manna from heaven, to nourish their body, to heal their minds, and bring resurrection power in their life. You know, God said this to me. He woke me up. It's not me saying it, but maybe there is just one. Whether it be here or who's online, maybe there's just one that needs that encouraging word. And God expects us to be the ones to do it. He expects us, you know, whether you're in the grocery store, wherever you are. Let me tell you, after Sunday, and I went to the grocery store afterwards. Well, when I left here, I could barely walk. I went, and it's like, I started walking out and think, oh, you know, Lord, I didn't say anything to anyone. And it's like God was saying, but I did. You can just be walking by someone in the Holy Spirit. Just do what he wants to do with that person. So it's so important to be so embedded in the love of God that as you walk, you're radiating that love out to others. And so when I left there, it was like, gosh, I didn't have to do anything. I typed it. I didn't have to do anything but the Holy Spirit. You know, I come in here sometimes and you can just look at the congregation or look at the people and you see the love of God. You see that dedication there. And we're not here for just ourselves to receive. We're here to give God the glory. And to, you know, have you ever said, Lord, what can I do for you today? Instead of us going before the Lord and putting our petitions, and yes, he does answer them because he hears them. You know, I started the other day that I just wanted to say, well, what can I do for you today, Lord? And he's going to just say, probably, just love me. But I wanted to put it out there, you know? So as it kept coming to me and I was listening to the Lord, he was saying, where is the excitement? Where is the time of jumping and shouting hallelujah that comes straight from within your spirit man because you are excited about God and who he is? Now, I know we had that Sunday. I know we did because we were dancing and we were shouting. We might not have shouted hallelujah, but we, in our spirits, we were. And so imagine, and the Lord was bringing this to me, and we can only imagine. He was saying, imagine the crowd standing before Jesus when he was on this earth. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Can you imagine the excitement? Now, I want you to really think about this. Can you imagine the excitement that stirred within them so much in anticipation that if they could only touch the hem of his garment, they would be set free? Can you imagine being before Jesus? I don't care if it's 5,000 years back there. At the end of the line, can you imagine being in front of Jesus? Oh, come on now. Being there in front of Jesus and the excitement that is there inside of you, like, oh, if I could just get up there, if I could just, you know, get to that place, that just to touch the hem of his garment. And then, you know, Maybe they followed Jesus because they anticipated they were going to receive their healing and deliverance. We don't know why. Why was that 5,000 and what was it, 7,000 on the other? Why were they there? They knew his reputation, either by firsthand or being told. They knew his reputation. We need to know the reputation of Jesus and come into the house of God or wherever we are and know Jesus is here, omnipresent. He's here. He's everywhere you go. We need to be that way. We don't have, you know, it's like we have that on our eyes because we don't see him. But there's that part that you know that he's here. You know that he's here. And that's the part that he was talking about. We don't have to see him. We are a walk by faith. So God's asking us, where's the excitement? We should walk in with the excitement. We shouldn't have to be raised up by praise and worship. We should walk in dancing and jumping and hallelujah for the Lord and get on with business with God. That's what it's all about. You know, and not to go back home and that start all over again the next week. It can't be this way anymore. It's got to be in your spirit. You have got to walk in the spirit of God. You got to walk in that spiritual realm where it is life. Doesn't he say it?
Yes.
Spiritually minded is life. Carnally minded is death. Well, I don't want to be carnally minded. I could get back on my notes. Anyway, God was, you know, what he's saying. I mean, if you could imagine, I was thinking about it, the atmosphere of those people out in those fields just listening to Jesus talk about the kingdom of God. Do you think the glory was there? You think Holy Spirit was there? Oh my gosh, the atmosphere must have been on. And for Jesus to take the loaves and the fish and multiply, I mean, what do you think those people thought when that basket kept coming around and around and they know that that basket, it didn't have hardly anything, and look, it's overflowing again and continued to overflow. Even to the end, it was overflowing more than they even had to start with. That's the excitement. That's what I want to see in the church. That's what I want to see all of us, to come in with our tambourines going. I bar Chris's all the time. With the tambourines going and our hearts all ready and our spirits lifted up. And all we can do is expect signs, wonders, and miracles to follow the word of God. Pastor Barbara up here preaching, and then all of a sudden it just breaks out in glory. I want to see the glory dust come down. I want to see it all. I want to see every miracle that God has. I want to be a part of it, and I'm not settling for anything less. I'm not settling it. Where was I? Do this every time. It's Alan's fault. Well, anyway, that God was talking about the atmosphere of that, and he says, now is the time for us to enter into the glory of God. When he drops it down upon us. Now we did taste that. Was tasted so good Sunday. It was so good. That is the time we should be cry out to God and touch the hem of his garment by faith, that we may be healed and set free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The presence of Holy Spirit brings forth the glory of God. That is when we will see signs and wonders. We will. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything. Don't you believe it's going to happen?
Yeah, it's
going to
happen.
There you go, girl. Yes, it's going to happen. God wants us healed. He wants us set free. He wants his manifestations to take place across this earth, even here in this place, and those watching and listening this night. God's ready to do it. He's ready to do it. He wants to set you free for good, not to have an emotional feeling. And I think that's what's happening in a lot of places. They get all hepped up and, you know, they get, and nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong, but it's got to stay. It's, you know, it's got to, I'm home and I'm like, boiling over, just ready, you know, and it's like, here I am, right here. I'm ready, Lord. Not to have an emotional feeling, but to have a spiritual encounter that goes ever so deep within you that you cry out, Abba, Father. Oh, you just get so saturated with Him that all you can do is just cry out to Him. Oh, it's that type of mood to bring the manifestation of God's love overflowing each and every one of you. He wants you free, and tonight can be, it can be your freedom. If you can search into the deepness of your spirit, man, allow your spirit to take over instead of your flesh. Your flesh will always rise up in an emotion, but your spirit will rise up in faith and grasp what God says is yours. God is saying this is the time for resurrection power. Now, we've been saying that for how many years? Well, He said it to me. 3 nights, 4 nights, whatever it was. He said, this is the time. I'm expecting to see people raised up from the dead. Amen. Why not? Yes. Jesus did it. He says, you'll do greater works than me. I can't even imagine what that would be, but we know He said it. This is the time to come alive in your spirit, man, and feel the presence of God always. You walk with Him. As you're praising God, you know, as you just every day thinking of Him, don't you know His glory is building up inside of you? Because who's in you? It's building up. You know, the Lord said to me one day, and I thought I was hearing wrong. He says, release the glory. And I really did not understand that until I started doing it. And then you could just feel that coming right out of you. The virtue of Jesus in you being released into whoever you're praying for. It's been happening. The glory builds up inside of you. You carry the glory of God. All glory goes to God. But you do carry the glory of God in your spirit because you have Jesus in you. God says a voice that you can hear in your spirit saying, come up hither. Don't you feel a drawing upward? A deepness just drawing you? You know, when I first got saved, I didn't know any better. I was raised Catholic, so I knew the church. Well, when I got saved, in the middle of the night, I'd run outside. What, Lord? Raise my hands. I thought, what? What? I could just feel that drawing. I feel it even now. I feel it in this place tonight. I felt that drawing, and I thought I was crazy. I'd run out there and say, what, Lord? What, Lord? I didn't know. He'd wake me up in the middle of the night, tell me to get on my knees, and I'd just pray and pray and pray, just pray and pray, get back up and get in bed and go to sleep. It was the obedience. God was training me to be obedience. He said to me one night, because I wore a crucifix, He said, take that off. It tells half the story. He's not on the cross. All the experiences glory to you, Jesus. You know, you look back, I wanted to go back into that garden. I wanted to go back into that place where it was so just beautiful. You know, you're just loving Jesus all the time and dancing with Him. And then you come back out and it's like, oh, I'm out here for the reason why I was in there. And it was always that fight to go back into the garden where it was just me and the Lord and having a good time. But while you're in there, you're learning what you're supposed to go out there for. So anyway, the Lord says, do not delay, for I have many things to show you, give you, and bring to my people. You are my vessels, and I need you cleaned up, straightened up, healed up, and sealed up. I'm not looking for broken vessels to carry my glory. I am looking for the vessels that I have healed, called, and chosen to be like my Son Jesus. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. but not as a broken vessel. You know, when the Lord said that to me, I thought we had to be broken to be used. But it's a different broken. We do get broken of the flesh. But he's not talking about that. Rise up, my children. Rise up and grasp the hem of my garment so that my virtue will pour out upon you and set you free. Now, do you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. Tonight is the night. It is the given day that I chose to restore you all that the enemy has stolen from you. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Can you believe that tonight's the night?
Yes.
That he wants to do it?
Yes.
Well, I got a few. Your health, wealth, your prosperity, all these things more. Life abundantly I gave to you. Now take it back as my glory fills this place tonight. Take back all that I possess for you when my son Jesus died on the cross and placed his blood on my altar. You can have what you say. Don't you know that to be the truth? I have been saying to a few, watch your words. Oh, this headache is killing me. You know, if anything we're learning, it is to watch our words. Especially if you're being used by the Lord, especially if you got a prophetic call on your life, your words are powerful. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. God wants us to watch our words. And it's, you know, some people say, well, that's just a saint. Well, it came out of your mouth. It came out of your mouth. And God really wants you to watch what you're saying. Don't you know, by declaring, decreeing, you can shape your life right around. I have been declaring and decreeing a lot here lately. When I see somebody is suffering or what, I declare and I decree. Bind that spirit, all of that, yes, do the warfare, but then I declare and I decree, and I believe it. You have to believe what you say. Cannot just fumble out some words, well, I'm speaking truth here, or I'm not going to say anything negative. You have to have it in your heart that you must. Do you think Jesus ever said anything contrary to the word? Our vocabulary has got to change. And in that, the thinking will change our spirit. Because as we hear ourselves speaking positive, it builds our spirit man up. Start prophesying over your own life. Start coming into that place where you build your spirit up, where your spirit man will be reigning in your life instead of your flesh. Don't walk out of a service that we've had. Even tonight, I mean, I've given you truth. You know the truth, and the truth has set you free. And I'm not admonishing any. I'm not doing that. What I'm saying, this is the truth, and we need to share to bring other people up in the kingdom. Besides, I mean, there's so many people that don't even know why Jesus died. Oh, he died on the cross. He was the sacrifice. But why was he the sacrifice? Why did he have to sacrifice Adam and Eve? I mean, there's so much that we need to be teaching young, I'm going to say babes in Christ, because so many of them may have been there for years, but they still don't know. They still don't know the truth of the gospel. They're not going to believe in this manifestation, this move that's coming. They're going to look at that as being, I remember one person said, I left that church because they had some type of language stuff they were talking. They left because of that. Yeah, speaking in tongues. Holy Spirit, I just thank you. I am not a teacher. I am not a preacher. But Lord, I'm always open to you. I'm always open to allow the anointing to flow through my life, to set the captives free, And Father, I just believe in my heart that this infilling tonight is going to raise your children up to a level where the infilling of the Holy Spirit will take over. I ask you, Holy Spirit of God, to please come right now. Just come. I hear the Lord to say, anoint each and every one of you this night. And as you come to the altar, come with thanksgiving and praise in your heart. Come expecting the Lord to touch you in a way that you want him to touch you. Lord, I need healing in my body. Lord, I have this thing going on in my life. Come with expectations that you're going to receive from him. When he said, you can have what you say. Come tonight. Can you, don't come up here if you can't believe that you're going to receive it. But if you can believe that God wants to give you what's in his heart tonight, he wants to give you what has been hammering at you. He wants to remove it. He wants to take you to a higher level. You know, how much do we have to lay in the presence of God before we even get to that place where we can reach down and bring another one back up? That's what I want. That's what I want for everyone. I want to be able to help them get to that place of knowing their Savior, knowing who he is, trusting him, expecting him to do that which he died for, to do that which he said he would do. Jesus said it is finished. And when he said it is finished, that meant your entrance into heaven. He made that way for sins to be forgiven. When he laid that blood on the altar, his blood, that was for the forgiveness of your sins. But he came to give you life abundantly. And that's what we need to expect. We can believe in salvation, but there's that lack of believing that he can heal you, deliver you, set you free. And that's what God wants for his children. It's sad. It's very sad. We need to start praying and believing as the Word tells us to. When I pray for someone and I bind those spirits, I know they have to bow. I know they have to flee because God said so. I didn't say it. He said it. So whenever somebody's speaking over you, believe God's saying it and not that person. No matter what gift you have in you, that's who you should be portraying.